Tov Sadi Zion, Sefer Aleph. So dealing with the issues of Hazmana, you have to be Mazman, the birds, before you have to, that's what they plan to use. In Zimin Kola Shaiva, so the guy said, listen, I'm going to use all the birds in the Shaiva. They're all designated. The Venet Circle, El the Zug, he only needs two. He knew before he only needed two. Say no more. So that's basically back to the problem. We say he's going to end up tomorrow picking up one, saying, I don't want, that's too skinny, too scrawny. Put it down, he's being metal to Muksa. Because the real Hazmana wasn't the whole thing, it was only these two that he needs. Now, whoever she circle or shove, but in the case where it was very possible, he really would need all of them. The Mokar Noitel Mashat Sir, so Yochel Asim Koloshaiva, the Mokar Noitel Mashat Sir. Or it's, if it's possible, then you might say that's a real Hazmana. If the truth is you only need two, so it wasn't really Hazmana on 10, it was really Hazmana on 2. If it's possible you might need all 10. So even though you only end up using 5, that's not a problem.
It has to be reasonable.
That's a reason. Because then the Hazmana is a real Hazmana.
Yeah, I've got all the birds in hand.
This is called Laman Gimel, Ashabur. Zimin Kol HaShavach. Within the Zimin Zug, Mitzorcha Alechemahim. If he designated to him, he only needs one. Same problem. Sanim oil doesn't work. That he's designated, he knows he only needs two, and he designates 5. So what does he mean? That he's planning, tomorrow I'll pick out the fatter one. So he ended up moving Muksa Shulam Tzarek. When he picks the scornier one up first and he puts it down, he says, I don't want that one. That now is the spar, that wasn't the one, he was Masman. And even though he said, I'm going to be Masman all of them, but it's not true. He wasn't really being Masman all of them because he didn't need all of them. But if it's possible he needs all of them, then he could do that. And then the next day he'll take what he needs. Masman Tzarek. What I feel in the Tzol Aniyach, Shkulam Zimonim. So then he can actually pick up and choose, because even when he puts it down, it's not a Muslim afraid that it wasn't Muslim. Because when he was a Masman, it's possible to use all of them. So that was a valid Hazmana on all of them. So now it's not Muksa anymore. See, when he picks one up and says, I don't want that one because it's too skinny, that's not a problem. The problem was before when he designated, had he designated only 5 out of the 15, and I'll pick tomorrow which one, that's a problem of Muksa. Because then it's his bar, that wasn't the one. Over here, he was Muslim, all 15, and he really possibly could use all 15. So all 15 are Muslims, so it's not Muksa. Okay, now these are the Mishnahs over here in the next few Sifim are cases which the more in Beya talks about in the first parak. So the fellow designates 2 birds to use, comes back and he finds 3. He designated some darker birds and some lighter birds. And Bikinim Amuvdolim and Mechitzim. The way this birdhouse worked, there were different sections. So there was some black birds in one section, some white birds in another section. He said, these black birds are Muslim, these white birds are Muslim. Comes back. Mumotz Shkar Mimakim Levon. Levon Mimakim Shkar comes back and he finds where he left black birds, dark birds, he finds light birds, and vice versa. So we could argue possibly what happened was that they switched. Because I don't know that. Maybe they didn't switch and all this flew away and these are new birds. Because once I know that they left, I have no right to assume what came there is the heter. So then they're also. So a student, Ellen came a unless he actually, if he recognizes the birds, he recognizes the birds. If he doesn't recognize them, he can't make that assumption. Okay. The first case was he designated 2 and he found 3. Once you designate 2 and find 3, there's definitely 1 which isn't Muzumah. And you don't know which one. You don't recognize one over the other. Right? So in that situation where you don't recognize which one, you don't recognize the one which is not, So say, listen, I have a roiv of hetter. So let the one of Isra be bought of a roiv. You don't say that. The balechayim chashiv v'lebali. The balechayim is it's a live bird, and gam hudavr sheyesh tamatir, and it's also it's a, after yomtiv this will be mutter. So male is not bought, so I can't use it. The calls they shenichin kshurim. He left them tied, and he found three tied. He left two tied, he found three tied. I don't know, something happened. Or mutar, he found three. He left two untied. He comes back with three untied. Mosagam mashlishi kosher mutar. He finds the third one being corresponding with the original two. But ha'im hinichan kshurin. He left two birds tied together. Umatzon kumar shinichan. He found two birds tied together. But rock, motze eflon shlishi shein amakush. He found the third bird, which is not attached to the first two. Ain less rush nine. Then the two are not us. Because there's enough circumstantial evidence that these are the original two, and which he had designated, and they're not books. And the third one is not. Rabbeinu Bavari, hein hein, shechinon. These are the original ones. Mzeh shein amakushur. And the one which is not attached is the one that came later on. I kosel. Then echad oisir kulam raki ma yikulam lefenenu. Okay, that which we say one of Isser makes the other ones Osser. It's only you have all of them here still intact. Ha im nechal echad mehem enough for the yam. So he designated two birds. Comes back and finds three birds, and he doesn't think, and he shafts one of the birds and eats it. Or the bird flies away. Or it's not for Liam. Whatever. It's gone. Okay? So, over there, we're going to be Mekel and the two remaining ones. Why? To mean an Isur and Nofel in that, I would say the one which flew away or which was eaten was the Isur one. And the two remaining ones are Hetter. Appear, I found him, and I've already heard this, and confused since Zion Rechaz, Zion Shabbat. So by Surim Drabonon, because I'll get a council called Talia. I can make a Talia, I can make a thought process of a connection and say that the one which was not for Liam was the one of Isser, and what's remaining is that. Now, at the Reisel level, I don't know that. I have no reason to believe that that's true. So the Reisel level, I'd say, excuse me, prove it. Suffer the rice, you have to mach. But the bottom level, chazawar matter, even though she's a matirin, or it's a balei time, it's not bottle, but if we have a taliya, how do we matter it? You'll be matter. Okay. Fine. Okay, let's say you were mazmin some blackbirds in one section and some white birds in another section. Kinim of Dolim of Lechulu. Today, I call Shavakim Asim Aliyas Aliyas. Like all of the dovecotes, which are made layer, they're made like different shelves. Because they call them aliyas, like layers. The whole aliyah, yeshma mechitzas harbin. Each level, there are compartments inside. So that's a problem. And then you found them switched. So I don't know. That's awesome. I'm zimish karm levonim bekan echod. It was in one section, one area. There were the white birds on this side, and the black birds on that side. Says, this and these come back and find the flips. That's not a problem.
Right, the torrent. Because it's common that they flip.
They'll move around inside the same compartment. Anybody is a puchim is happening. That we assume for sure what happened was they just switched around. But here is where two separate compartments. So I know like this: the black birds that he designated
head them off our path.
And this, they left. Because there was blackbirds in this compartment. They're not there anymore. So that was there, which was after flew away. So what you want to tell me is that the new birds which flew in, which are new birds, weren't from the Alma. They were from the other side. I'm Hechadesi. And the same thing with the wipers on the other side. So that's awesome. So Shkar Mamakam Levon, he found the black where the white was supposed to be, and vice versa. So it's awesome. So Shkar Mamakam Levon. If he finds them where he left them, but the different scenario, it was over here. I'm forced to say that something happened. Because I know there are blackbirds here, and they're no longer here. So those blackbirds flew away. But if I'm Mazman, five white birds, let's say, and I come back and I find five white birds exactly where I left them, and some other white birds in the same area. So I say, one second, maybe what happened was these five switched with other ones. Why should I say that? I have no reason to say. Nothing's forcing me to say that there was a switch. In the case of the Shulchan Aruch, there's something forcing me to say there was a switch. But over here we don't say, look, Hashin and Shema is a Bohisab. And he said, if he finds black or the white, something white, so exactly where the loch is a suit. The Bezimen Shnayim, Motza, Mevada Koponim, Chad Osimel. So let's go through the cases. In the case where there was two, and now it's three, so definitely there's one that doesn't belong there. It's not Bottle, it's us. With him and Shkarim, Gamken, Hashin and Dahani, Zahizman, Porfu. The ones that he's dead is and it flew away. And the other birds which are there came from somewhere else. Now, let's talk. We're talking about birds which can. Are flying birds or are hopping birds? See, if the birds are flying birds, that's a real big chashash. I mean, where do these birds come from? Other than the birds are there, they flew away. Maybe new birds flew in. I don't know. But in the case of these birds, they're hopping birds. They're very young, they weren't flying yet. It's the best they could hop. So, worse is the bird doesn't hop more than 50 yams. So there's no dove coats within 50 amas. They didn't come right around. They came from here. So then I'm forced to say the explanation was the white moved to where the black was. The black moved to where the white was. The case has to be there were other dove coats within 50 amas. Or so the birds are able to fly a little bit. Okay, do you love hockey? If the birds don't fly and there's no other dove coat within 50 amas, so my choices are to say that they mamash switch, which is pretty strange, or that something got it from which beyond 50 amas, which more says it doesn't do. So I'd rather say mutav lo nolomer di sepuchi v'isapet mishenemer damal v'osi kol shekosav b'mechaber sepidah. If I have a choice to say that the bird went further than what Chazal said 50 amas and it came me'alm, or to say that these birds switched, I'd rather say the bird switched. Your gimel. Zimin shloisha motzeshnayim. The opposite case. He designated three birds. He comes back and only finds two. Mutar. That's mutar. Fill all your mukshar biyachad. Even if originally the three were tied together. So I could have argued. Listen. The birds died together. Must be they flew away together because they're tied together. These two new birds got caught in something, and they're here. But they're new ones. No, don't say that. You say menatki mehadodim. The nature of the birds is they jump around. Eventually, they loosen the knots. So it's possible for one of the three to fly away. But it's not when it's not which holds it to the other two loosens, it flies away. So that's what happened. It's a cotton man. Zimin Shleisha Motishnai. To create a problem. I said, listen, I left three here. I come back, I only find two. So I can say, listen, my all three flew away together, and these are two new ones. Or no, I have two in front of me, but some of those are the original two. I have no reason to believe otherwise. And the one which flew away, flew away. You left them tied. So how could these two ones be the original three if the original three were tied? Teretz is Menatri and Meadoni. It was very normal for animals to get loose from their that which ties them. Of the three, one flew away, and these two are the original remaining two. Original two. Would any matzah gam shnayim shemutarim mikshirosim? He left three tied, comes back, one is missing, and two are untied. Also the short, don't give me time, is it? The nature of the birds, they pull apart, eventually the knot falls apart. Mehine. Harava ta'az kolakot, they were holding some cotton mem out.
Thank you.
The Rav ta'az kolakot said, the vor of koshal and motzah kifisha nichon, amina hani sheizman ozula alma vahani akbinin. So if you left three birds, you come back and find two birds. The three birds were tied together. You come back and find two birds tied together. We don't say what happened was that one of the, really this original, it's original two, and the third one of the original three jumped around so much that the knot came loose and it flew away. He says, no, if you left three tied together, you come back and find two tied together, these are not those. Now, even according to the Taz, according to the Taz, Bechaber said, if I designate three, and I come back tomorrow and I find two, and I tie them together, I come back and I find two, I assume the two are the original two. I don't say, well, listen, can't be, because you left three tied. Must be all three flew together away. Or jumped away together, and these are two new ones. Right, that's the Makar. So you don't say that. You said the two original ones are still here, and one got detached. Taz says, no. If you left three and find two, it's not the same one. So what about the following scenario? You left two tied together. You come back to find two untied. According to the Taz, it's according to Makar. It's mut. Right, you left two, you found two. They're untied. Well, it's possible they got untied. According to the Taz, if you left three and find two, I say these two are not the original two. If you left two and find two, but you left them attached, and they're detached, even the Taz is more than that's more. But even though the Taz argues on the Ramah, many Achronim pass and like the Ramah. Okay. Yudal. Zimein besecha kein. So he was mazmin it inside of the inside of its compartment. Mitzal lifnei akein. Comes back and finds no birds inside the compartment. But they used to have like a landing porch. There was a big dove coat, you know, with a lot of different connections. And in front there was boards sticking out where they would land. And then they'd walk inside. He designated X out the birds, comes back, and he finds no birds inside the compartment, birds sitting on the outside. So Asur, I have no right to assume these are the same ones. I know the ones which are there left from the cave. So I have no right to, unless I recognize them, I have no right to assume these are the same ones. Zatim Makarba, 1 second. So where did they come from? They came from somewhere. But if there's nothing nearby where they could have come from, they have to be those ones. I have no choice in the matter. Okay. So what does that mean? There's nothing nearby. The honey merely be medadim, talking about birds which cannot fly. They can only hop. And there's nothing nearby. How they get here? They can't hop too far. Must be these interventional ones. But if there are other dovecotes nearby, it's possible that they could have jumped down and hopped here and jumped up when they do it. So maybe they're new ones. Now, Avlim Hema Frichim Asur. But if these are birds that fly already, even though they don't fly a lot, they're still considered Nitsu, still considered captured. In regards to the Hazmana, maybe these are new ones. I don't know. Because maybe they flew in. Okay, so what's called nearby from Medadon? So that we mentioned before, 50 amos. So I'll say that a bird which is Medadon will not be Medadon more than 50 amos. So if I have a dovecote here, I have a dovecote there, and I'm mounting some birds here inside the compartment. They come back and they're not inside the compartment, they're on the outside. So Karma says, I have to be choshish that your birds jumped off and went who knows where, and these birds came from somewhere else. If they're within 50 amas. But if the next dovecote over is more than 50 amas, so it doesn't go that far. Furthermore, even when we say that it's comfortable that the bird will go 50 amas, only go 50 amas inside of its home. So if there's a linear path between the two of them, it'll do that. But if it has to go around the corner, as soon as it reaches the point where it cannot see its original home, it will not go any further. If the original, the other cane is not visible from this cane, it goes around the corner. Since they can't fly, they can only hop, then they're mut. We have a Chazal of Masara that when they are jumping around and they turn around, they cannot see the original place that they came from, they don't go any further. So these are not the new ones. If it isn't Masara Kane, what's our Pesach Kane is Mutar. Okay. So the case of the Mechaper was he was masmid inside, he finds it on the outside. What about he finds it right there by the edge of the doorway? That's more. So the Mishabri Mem Bates, most of the Neokane, Pirish. There are called Shepul Nias Mat Midaf Haliyah Boilet Mechutz the Mechitz. A little bit of the floor of the upper layer extends beyond the compartments. Shema Yonim Yotzim Lishav Avra, they go out, they get some bread, air, and they rest there because of the can, they go back inside. You found it on that place where it's very common for a bird inside to go out to. Since the mice, you did not find it in its original place. Maybe the ones that you designated flew away. So these came from somewhere else. From the other bird houses in the vicinity. How does that happen? Well, if they fly from anywhere, if they're medadim, it has to be nearby. As far as they go is 50 amas. And he said, there's nothing else nearby. The mutter. The vada elu hange hisman b'secha kain ubol. For now, we have no other choice. They can't come from anywhere else. They don't fly. There's nothing nearby within 50 amps. Must be these are the ones. So then you could see your mutter.
First answer is no. There's actually
a ramification. And he said, "Mem hey." That's the case of Mafrichin is us. On him, Mafrichin is Marb, Behem, Mafrichin is us. Okay, the case was that they only fly minimally. Why? Because if they fly totally, so your Hasmana is worthless because you have to capture them. And Hasmana, so much still requires capturing, is not called Hasmana. We had yesterday. So they know they only fly minimally. So they're not considered mechutzen seder. They're very easy to capture. They're considered caught. There's no problem with seder. So the only problem is hazmona. The fact they can fly takes away the hazmona. Seemingly they can only fly minimally. I'm telling you the closest golf cart is not within 50 amas, because otherwise you're worried about the Nadada. Maybe it will fly that distance, even though it's on my free ksat, so it'll fly more than 50 amas. And he said at the end, if there's another one nearby, if it's around the corner, it's more. Philly H. Slower. It would be Medad, go for the case of Medad, not a case of flying. So Medad, which he said of the 50 amas is a prop. The H can't see what say, see what some Mesech HaMishamah. But there's another dove coat near 50 amas. Still, ain't lesser. It's only if they're visible one from the other. See, but there's another one within 50 amas. The birds can be medad at 50 amas. It's possible it came from somewhere else. No, it didn't. If the only way it's not visible one to the other, the bird will not continue to be medad past the point where it can see where it came from. The Yidden, you know, shouldn't be medad away from Kodesh Baruch Hu beyond the point they can't see where they came from, you know? Hell, yeah. Test Bob. Any Yehuda Shehevi Darwin is Sobi Yom Tov. Then a Yona Katanim, Mishaykh Vashiyesh Lobi here. The Goy brings a present to a Jew. An Yom Tov of Bnei Yona. It's a young dove. Doves from the dove coats which the Goy owns in the city. Kimashan Tzichim Seda Mutor. So that these items are Mutor. Now, so how does that work? Kim Shannon Chikum say Mem Zayat. Shrek Tanamaim Shannon Park. In the case of they're small, they don't fly away. The Abba Sif text. Super
Tor. So what do you do with them? You eat them? Is that what
they're shaft them and eat them? So now they're mutter. Now why are they mutter? The car, the goy, bought it for the Jew. After Mishavim, even the person they bought it for is also mutter. Why? The Shai Yisrael Kia Gavna and a certain Rakhman Shum Shalai Yismina. What's the problem? They're not. There's no Seder involved because since they're Medad, you can catch them easily. They can't fly away, so there's no Seder involved. So what's the problem? They don't have Zman. Why don't they have Zman? Because you're Makta Das. Why are you Makta Das? Because you weren't planning to use the birds. Right? So that's true by a Jew where he has to do a Hazmana. But the whole concept of the muksa, out lack of hazmona, doesn't apply to a goy. Goy can do whatever he wants, The problem is, he's going to make oxidite to mehem be'er yom. B'hoch Hashem shal nochri, yo nochri lo oxidite to mehem. So he plans to use them. M'mele mukhona mehem l'ko. So that's important. You saw it in Hilvus Muksa, that muksas which are based on designations, the designator is the bala, is the bala. And everybody else follows suit. How can I count the following shaila in the Achron? So,
who recounted?
What?
Who you said? Who recounted?
I remember who it is.
I thought you said
the Achron. The Achron raised the following question.
Yes, and therefore, yes,
so, reading a paper on Shabbos is more so. It's also to read a newspaper on Shabbos because there was advertisements because. the business section, because etc. Whatever these. Now some people are makbid and some people are not makbid in that halal. So the credit clear is shiloh. So person makbid in the halacha, most places can hold it for him. The newspaper is mux. So his newspaper is mux. It's his newspaper. He says, I'm not reading it. Means he's being maxed out from it. You're not supposed to read it. So it's mux. What about a person who reads the paper, like you did? Is this paper mux? Some many of them say no. It wasn't klishim latalis. So they called it not designated klishim latalis, because the issur is an issur. The bonon is shem shayyot. This is gzeir. Shem you might come. It's like it's a few steps of gzeir. You can't read newspaper because you might read documents. You can't read documents because you might sign documents. It's like gzeir or gzeir. So they didn't give it klishim latalis. Okay. So what is it? Or even if they did, that would allow it to be mutter for the tzarek of the tzarek mekayim. If you're maxadas, you're maxadas totally. He's not maxadas. He's going to read it. He reads it every Shabbos morning, on his cup of coffee and his piece of cake. He reads his paper. He reads it on Sunday. He reads it on Shabbos too. Right. So for him, it's not muxus. A lot of people say, you go bust into violence, it's not muxus. So even the Jewish mark, but it's a lot of movement. It's not his paper. It's the owner of the paper wasn't Max. So Chal Kal Vachar, when we're talking about a Goy. Goy has no issue. So you can't call the Goy's items muxus. Okay. So the Jew can use them. If the case of Mechusar Tzeda, so that's something which is be'etzim a problem. So that's already, I can't use the item which the Goy did the Melach of Tzeda for me. Because I'll say, no. Because then the next thing you know, you're going to do a Merlach. You're going to ask the Goy to do Tzeda for you. So no, you can't say, well, listen, I didn't do Tzeda. I didn't ask him. It wasn't Mechusar. He did it. It's not my problem. No, that's not an option. Because we know where this is going to go. In a case where he didn't ask for anything, and he's dealing with this problem, the whole problem is because the item is muksa for the goy, but never was muksa, so the taka never was muksa. So what's the problem? Now, so now you have a new problem with chutz tchum. Asurim the misha hevi mutar malacher kili kamon simin tafkuf tesvav sifem. Chazal, there we made a split. The person it's brought for cannot benefit because we're afraid he might tell the goy the next time. But the other people, which it was not brought for them, they could actually use it.
You might tell the goy what next time.
To bring the item, bring this item for him from beyond the tchum. So the law is that the next step after Shkita is Havshot. So Havshot is a Malacha. But since you can't get to the meat without doing Havshot, it's very difficult to get to the meat without doing Havshot. You can theoretically chop through the hide and take the meat out that way. That's a very convenient way. The normal derech was to take off the hide and get the meat that way. So Havshot is considered part of the Malacha, which are mutter for Echol Nefesh and Yamta. It's for food. So now you check the behemoth. She says, 1 second, check the behemoth, you got to do B'dikas Reyes. She sticks his hand in and finds it's a trefa. Good. It's a trefa, you can't eat it. She can't do Havshot either. Now, if you don't do Havshot to the meat, even if you hang it up, because it's still inside the hide, the meat gets very warm and it rots. So you can end up losing all of that meat, which you want to sell to the goy after Yom Tov. By the time you get to sell to the goy, it's going to be rot. So you really would prefer to do Havshot beforehand. Right? So Toiv Loishlo Yivdek Achi Yavshin. It makes sense that first take off, flay the animal. And then whatever happens, it's flayed already. and then mitu b'dika. Shintimotze treifa lo yehira shirlav shidim, because you find it's a treifa, you're not allowed to flay it anymore. Okay.
When you find that it's a treifa, does it become books at that point?
Yeah.
So you can't put it in the picture in.
Right. Now, so it's a nice idea, but why am I allowed to do that? Why don't I say the other way around? Listen, it might be a treifa, it's also to do avshata, so you mechuyev the check first to see if it's what to do avshata. He says that Mishabur Memtes Achi Avsh. Well, the Avsh is not Kaponim, but it's Mutar Du Avsh. Kadim Shabadaka. Before you do B'dika, why is that? Chinchosh and Shemati Torah. The Rebbe Behemah is Kshayim, because we have a rule. The Gemara says many times in Shas that Rebbe Behemah is Kshayim, and therefore I'm allowed to do Havshata. Even though our minig is my case where treifa shchiach is to be baidikit, that's a dinder rabban. But at the raisa level, we have right behemoth chairs and it's a mutter. So I'm not doing any of the raisa of being mafshit, maybe an animal which is also to do, and that's the raisa of malacha, because Rebbe tells it that it's not. Okay.
My kind of
so in the same token, if you know that the meat will get rotten in a day, because it's not, if it's hot and it's not refrigerated, you allow them after Hashat to take the animal and put it in the refrigerator and check the raya in there. So that way,
that's even better, because over there you're not even dealing with a malacha. You're dealing maybe the best with this, a tilta muksa.
Muksa, right?
But over here, Chiddush over here is even a questionable possibility of a malacha.
Because you have a full size animal, it's a lot. I assume it's a
tirka.
No, it's a lot of money. You lose it.
Right, it's a lot of money. Now, the Shartzian in Samach Tes says, "Rabbi Haber Sheris," and that's the only case where I'm not aware of any problem. The Karnerlet was Sophic Trafer. You already realize there's a question over here. Then what's the Hafshin Achanishal the murder in Ksheri? Can you flay it before you ask the Shaila? The case of the Karnerlet, I don't know anything. So I can assume probably it's kosher. Over here, I'm aware of that's a question. I'm aware of a problem. I don't know what the psak.
When it was alive?
No. As soon as I shut to the realist, there's a question over here. I need to ask a Shaila. So listen, good.
Before they checked the raya, they realized it was a shaila. Or after they checked it? I'm not understanding. When did they realize it was a problem? When did they start suspecting?
You say any case where a person would find the question before they did avshata. So he didn't do avshata yet. It's a soft. So let's argue, even though you have a soft, but right behind his chairs. So probably the psak is remote, so you can do avshat. I said no. That psak, that rule of Rebbe Behemoth says Rebbe Behemoth.
You have no problem.
But if Behemoth has a problem, I can't tell you Rebbe Behemoth which have questions are remote.
That's not true.
So what's the law over there? I'm a mukhrash shechiach min abach shemoter. Vumafaku v'zev. He's medayik that the bach holds his water, and he says that's not so posh.
I don't understand the messias of how you could suspect it's a problem unless the animal is acting weird when he was alive.
No, there's possible. Well, that's one possibility. So you shouldn't be shechting
the yom. Why would you just check that?
You shouldn't be shechting the yom. The case would be either he did do b'dika, or
he did the b'dika, right?
Or there are some things which we can notice right after shechita. The animal wasn't a mafarkas normally.
No.
So you don't know why it wasn't a mafarkas. So normally a healthy animal is mafarkas. Okay. But if you did the bedik already, you can't do avshot. What's the English word for it? the involuntary convulsions of the animal after you shed it.
It moves around a little bit after, even if the throat is slit. He's not feeling anything, but he's moving.
Right,
the nerve is involuntary.
Every animal that we asked in that situation, if it hurt them, they all said they didn't answer.
Right.
So
they never complain.
Right.
They never say anything.
So I'm assuming that this stomach doesn't hurt.
Right.
Well, Yerushalayim Shita.
Yerushalayim always have concern that we're very mean.
Yeah, we are.
They're nice.
Shei malocha shalala tzarchachila. Wanted shreifa, taking flaying it has no need for the meal. The shkita was not done properly. Also, you can't take off the you can't flick it. You can't take off the wing, the feathers. Yeah. Even though I've shot in a way with the shinui, which would be only the rabbanon, you cut it into pieces, he says, and then that way, it's a makalkal, so it's a loss. Shinui, time is in the shachit, it's not the same as yomtiv, commercial, he that's it, top city test, gimel, so you have shalom, have shin, cut him, but let's make the following argument. We'll see later on that Chazal allowed some of these things because, like you said, I'm going to eat X amount of meat on Yom Kippur. If I can't fillet it, we can argue the following. Listen, buddy. Hafshat is the block of the rice. Each step of the Hafshat is the rice. So you need 5 pounds of meat. Sheft it, fillet it, take 5 pounds of meat, and the rest of the behemoth for fowling. Alright? Tamar says, no, but we don't say that. Why not? Because I can guarantee you the next Yom Tov, nobody's going to sheft the behemoth. Because to sheft the behemoth, use 5 pounds and throw out 900 pounds. You're not going to do that. Alright? So, if we're going to do that, we're gonna end up with nobody having any meat for Yom. So Chazal allowed that. So let's argue over here also. If you tell me that when I shecht, if I have the trip, I can't do it, I'm not gonna do it, I'm not gonna shecht. At least Mir Rabbanan away, which is Mir Rabbanan. No. Nobody asked you to do Badika first before you do the Hafshat. So that's your headache. That one I'm going to take care of. You know? Fools is not our responsibility. Right? Target mansion is our responsibility. So in their car, good, so we have to figure out a date, how to do with the car. But the fools, you know, who asked you to do Badika beforehand? But again, all these sources only be matter the rabbanon. It wouldn't be matter the rice, obviously. Okay, let's hold it here.